Good afternoon. It's Thursday, January 25th, 2024, approximately 1:10. I'd like to call to order the Sunset Lake Local Development Corporation meeting.
Joshua Potosa.
Here.
Kat Scott.
Present.
Abby Bakka.
Here.
Elmer Wood.
Here.
David Schneer.
Schneer. I'm here.
Item number two, call for nominations of a chairperson. Are there any motions?
I'm reviewing the bylaws. I wonder if we can put this off until our next meeting so that we can fully review all of the bylaws about directors and officer positions.
The meeting entirely?
Well, I mean, can we still vote on paying these bills without a chair?
Well, that's why we have to call for nominations for a chairperson first.
But what I'm saying is, can we skip over that part? Just vote on paying the bills?
We can't pay the bills without, because you also need to vote on two signatures.
Okay, then this might be a long meeting. Okay, so according to the bylaws, so five directors shall be promptly appointed. I'm sorry, I'm in section 2AI. Five directors shall be promptly appointed by the county manager after being recommended by the appointing authority. If anyone resigns or, you know, we have to fill positions, it all goes back to this section about qualifications. And how it's termed is it's the independent director, not chairperson, in the bylaws.
Can you repeat what section you're in?
I am in section 2, subsection A, subsection I. So section 2 says number, election, and terms of directors. A, the number of directors shall be 5 and shall include the independent director as defined in the certificate of incorporation and herein. The directors, all of whom shall be residents of Sullivan County, shall be appointed by the members as follows. I, five directors shall be promptly appointed by the county manager after being recommended by the appointing authorities. Subsection A. Five members of the board of directors shall be chosen by the Sullivan County Legislature, who shall be deemed the appointing authority of such directors, ex officio or pursuant to their positions as employees of the county, or who are not employees of the county, so long as they meet the criteria of section 2, subsection F, subsection I, through subsection F, subsection 4 of this article. Now, this becomes problematic because section 2, subsection F, does not have an I, a 1 through 4. But the previous one does. So that makes this very unclear. But this serves as to who can be the independent director or the chairperson. And if we go down to that, which is actually listed under E, because like I said, F does not have any subsections, right? But if you go to E, it does have a 1 through 9. And in it, it lists independence. For the purpose of the bylaws, the independent director means any person who I is not, and in the past 2 years has not been employed by the corporation or another corporate body having the same ownership or control of the corporation in an executive capacity. 2, is not, and in the past 2 years has not been employed by an entity that received remuneration valued at more than $15,000 for goods and services provided to the corporation or received any other form of financial assistance valued at more than $15,000 from the corporation. 3, is not a relative of an executive officer or employee in an executive position of the corporation or another corporate body having the same ownership and control of the corporation. And then 4, is not, and in the past 2 years has not been, a lobbyist registered under a state or local law and paid by a client to influence the management decisions, contract awards, rate determinations, and any other similar actions of the corporation or another corporate body having the same ownership and control of the corporation. So I just want to make sure that we understand that before we move
that,
on.
That's one person, right?
Yeah.
So typically on boards, you have any board, like tobacco board, it's
no,
one person has to meet those qualifications, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So just want to make sure. So what's the first one? Is not in the past 2 years have not been employed by the corporation. So are we the corporation? Or is the
county
corporation?
Yeah, that would be referencing the LDC.
Okay. Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Make a motion for Woody, your chair.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
So what do you call for nominations now for vice chair?
Okay. At this time, I call for the nomination of a vice chair. Do I have a motion for vice chair at this time?
Nominate Dave Schneider, chair, vice chair.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Can we have now the approval for the September 29, 2023 minutes?
I move acceptance.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We need approval for the payment of the SCIDA for the pilot of $357,000 and a lease for $1,000.
Move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We need a payment to Harris Beach PLLC legal fees, $4,005.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We need a motion for the payment to the RBT LLP reissuing for the 2022 audit financial for $1,200.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We need to have an approval for two signatures for the checking account. Michelle, you was doing
so,
that?
Historically, it was myself and Lowell as the chairperson. It doesn't have to be someone on the board from what the bank is saying. It just needs to be authorized by the board to allow those two employees to do it. So you have a choice. You can do someone on the board as the treasurer, or Kat, Scott's going to be here quite often, so it could be someone like her. It could be me, and Lou Anderson is sitting in the back. She's our senior budget analyst who's going to be taking over a lot of the financial work for the LDC. So it would make sense to have her on there. It's up to you guys, whatever you want to do, but it just has to be someone that has the ability to come in as often as needed to sign checks.
Okay.
My pleasure is Michelle and Kat.
Okay. We have a motion for that.
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have no resolutions. Do we have any other business? How do you want to set up the meetings for this year? Do you want to have monthly meetings on, like, say, the third Thursday after the board meeting? So we'll have monthly meetings and nobody's left out on what's going on and where we're going? What's your feeling on that, guys?
Thursdays are good for me.
If you will.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm here
so we'll
Thursdays.
Set the meetings for the third Thursday at, let's say, 1 o'clock. Is that good? Or
sure.
You want it at 12? I mean, if we run over with the board meetings?
Whatever your pleasure is.
Okay. Let's do it on the third Thursday at, what do you guys want, 12 or 1?
1 o'clock, I think, is safe.
What's that?
1 o'clock, I think, is a safer time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
1 o'clock.
Okay, for 1 o'clock. All right.
And Michelle, since you're busy all the time, I'm going to make copies of the bylaws and all the other paperwork that we have, and I'll give it to the new members of the board.
Okay.
Any other business?
Are we going to have public comment?
Yes.
Okay.
That was any other business from the board?
Okay.
No? Okay, public comment?
Motion adjourned.
Oh,
motion to
there's
adjourn.
Someone getting up to speak.
Oh, we got to wait for public comment.
So it is my sincere hope that once the new members receive copies of the bylaws, that the bylaws of this organization be followed to the letter. To that end, that includes being reappointed after your term of appointment has expired. I'm not sure that the members that are present, all of them are active members. Albie, I don't remember hearing that you had been reappointed at any point since your original appointment.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Okay.
One addition to that, I hope that this board, LDC, would make a request to the county. In the past, the audio recordings of these proceedings have been very, very poor. The posting of minutes of these meetings has been intermittent, let's say. I'm hoping that you would petition the county to enable the county to allow their use of their video broadcast of legislative meetings to extend as well to this LDC.
Okay. Okay, any other public comment? Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
Michelle, do we have to do that today?